just when you thought you had seen everything, Japan goes and decides to literally put human beings in cold storage to beat the summer heat. What could possibly go wrong? It's called the new Dohaimon box. It looks like a giant vending machine. Costs about $9,000, and it blasts 41-degree air straight at your head and your neck so you don't melt on the job. And honestly, 10 cents an hour sounds like a bargain to survive the humidity. Just don't fall asleep inside. You might accidentally freeze yourself like a bag of frozen peas. You may have heard we're throwing a little pre-party for AC/DC next Tuesday night, and we've got your chance to win front row seats to the show. It's going to be at Stoney's Sloan's Lake, 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday before the show. You can get all the details, 99.5themountain.com. Like I said, chance to win front row seats, but you got to be present to win. Well, my friend, it was bound to happen. Summer in Colorado, officially in full swing now because Weld County mosquitoes just tested positive for West Nile virus. Isn't that glorious? Health officials say those pesky bugs in Zone 2, they are armed and dangerous now. So if you live in Weld County, you got to slather on that DEET like your life depends on it. Cover up after dusk. Dump out any standing water before you become tonight's local blood buffet. Hey, if you're an 80s nut and want to relive the greatest decade, here is your chance to go see Howard Jones live at Fiddler's exactly 1 week from tonight. Here's what you got to do. Just go to the contest page, 99.5themountain.com. Get signed up. Score your free tickets before someone else snags them because you know what? You can't win if you don't play. Works for the lottery. Works for Howard Jones tickets too. Good luck. Get signed up now, 99.5themountain.com. Remember back in the day when radio stations and TV stations, they had those trucks with the big mast on top and it would extend when they would do the live broadcasts? This is why this story hits a little close to home for some of us. There was a genius driver in Loveland who decided to give the local power lines a very aggressive high five by driving down 29th Street, and his dump truck bed was completely extended. It's like those videos you see on YouTube. Naturally, he managed to snag the live cables and took down a massive utility pole to a 45-degree angle, like a game of municipal limbo. Now, miraculously, nobody got zapped into a cartoon skeleton or flattened into a pancake, but the cops did have to lock down the road for like 2 hours to fix this mechanical brain fart. How about getting all cultured this weekend? What do you think? We got your shot with the 13th annual Cheeseman Park Art Fest taking over. Free two-day spree of pottery, glass, and overpriced handmade jewelry. And I hear they're going to have an actual giant cheese man there for Cheeseman Park. Not sure if that's verified or not. Probably not. But over 150 artists, local food trucks, live music starts at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. And get the full lineup at dash-eventsdenver.com. It seems we are in a desperate bid to drag local vehicle security back to 1995. I just saw today the Aurora Police, they're handing out free steering wheel locks to stop your ride from hot wiring itself away. That's right. The cops are handing out vintage metal clubs along with GPS tracking tags and warning stickers over on Montview Boulevard, like a neighborhood garage sale. Apparently, the peak of high-tech law enforcement against local joyriders is officially an obnoxious yellow iron bar that takes 20 minutes to wrench off your dashboard every single morning. So you can swing by this Saturday if you want to protect your Honda Civic with the absolute finest in Bill Clinton-era technology. I lived in Colorado my entire life, and I love how the weather is never just kind of right down the middle. It's either nothing or absolute extreme. You can grab your water wings, too. Mother Nature about to unleash absolute biblical chaos. The weather team is warning up to 3 inches of rain could dump over the Denver metro in under an hour, which could be turning some low-lying roads and DIA runways into full-blown kayaking routes. Now, out east and up north near Longmont, it's even uglier. We're talking 4 to 5 inch deluge territory. It's practically begging to trigger mudslides right over those local burn scars from the fire. So unless you want your sedan converted into a temporary submarine, you might want to pull over, stay out of the creeks, try not to get swept into Nebraska. You and I are probably looking forward to tomorrow as it's being Friday, but not so much for Denver Broncos linebacker Jonathan Cooper. He's gearing up for a virtual court date tomorrow after a double arrest back in June filled with all kinds of craziness. Cell phone brawls, protection order violations, upgraded felony charges. This guy's in some trouble. Now, he just wrapped up a full month of inpatient therapy to work on his inner peace. But his legal drama is officially crashing Broncos training camp next week, like an uninvited linebacker, if you know what I mean. Because nothing says NFL preseason readiness quite like trying to dodge felony assault convictions over Zoom while your coach pretends everything is totally fine. Now, remember, kids, if you're going to pull 30-plus sacks in the league, try not to stack up just as many mugshots in Douglas County before the pads even go on. Hopefully, you got some cowboy boots in the closet. Dust those off. Get ready for a sensory assault. We got Castle Rock celebrating 108 straight years of smelling manure and eating fried dough at the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo. So whether you're dragging your screaming kids to the 4-H livestock barn or watching toddlers risk it all at high stakes mutton bussing, there is literally something for every flavor of local country bumpkin at this event. You can browse the vintage cars, hit up the marketplace, maybe just stuff your face with deep fried butter. You can watch cowboys get hurled off some angry bulls for 8 glorious seconds. Head over to Castle Rock this weekend because nothing screams wholesome family fun like watching a child cling for dear life to a terrifyingly fast sheep. I'm Dan Hardy, going to bail out of the studio to go sit on the floor and eat shredded cheese directly out of the bag like a feral goblin. We are officially on the doorstep of the weekend, so go ahead, clock out emotionally for the rest of your night. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. More Toad the Wet Sprocket tickets for you. Enjoy the night.